Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show, who's been hanging out with us now for coming up on 16.
Don't say it.
but we got you right out of high school, Bill, so, you know, it's okay. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB, and the guy who's behind the gold standard of small business indexing for the sentiment of small businesses. Bill, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Before we get into to your index, I want to ask you a question. So here's the scenario. For the last 7 years, even though all of us have watched the European movie and the Greek movie with regard to the economy, we already know how behaving like the Europeans turned out, right? We already know that.
Exactly.
So President Obama, even though we already know what the movies turn out, and it's not a good ending, has tried to take us in that direction. Now the ECB, the European Central Bank, having watched our movie, right, quantitative easing forever and ever,
right.
all kinds of economic stimulus on top of that, et cetera, et cetera. They've watched our movie. It has not turned out. Now they're doing what we've been doing. What is wrong with these people?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. We wonder why. You know, the definition of insanity is, you know, doing the same thing over and over, and, right, expecting a different outcome. You know, the Fed certainly pursued QE long enough to and proved that it really didn't get the job done at all.
And it made us feel better at the time.
Well, you know, it made some people feel better.
I'm just saying that it was almost like, well, somebody's got to do something.
Well, I think you got the answer there. There's, you know, the fiscal side of our business wasn't getting anything done. You know, Congress was not able to get anything done with the president. And so everything fell on the monetary side, on the monetary authority. They did everything they could think of to try to get the economy growing, and it didn't work. And so Europe is finding the same thing out. And, of course, Japan's been trying it for a long time. You know, the debt is a bad thing to have. And these people, you know, got too much of it, you know, like Greece, for example,
yep.
or Italy, or any of Spain, and there's no easy way out of fixing that, and other than somebody has to win and somebody has to lose, and they just don't want any losers. And our people over here are the same; they don't want to have.
Yeah.
They want to make a win-win out of a bad situation, and you can't.
Well, when the people are saying we're hurting, somebody should do something about that. No politician is going to say, you know what, we just have to take our medicine. Okay,
exactly.
Well, what are you going to do about it? Well, I'm going to do nothing about it because that's our medicine.
Exactly.
No politician can do nothing, even though that's the best thing.
Exactly. And we'll see that in this election. You know, it's hard to run for Congress on a smaller government.
Right. Right.
Elect me and I'll reduce spending and reduce benefits and straighten out the Social Security and
What do you think about a socialist in America becoming having a real half a chance, even as a Democrat? What do you think about that, Bill?
Well, which socialist are you talking about, Clinton or
the avowed socialist?
Oh, okay, all right. Well, this is just again an example of, you know, what you have, these people want to get reelected. The only way you get reelected is to give away more stuff. But you never want to make the people pay for the stuff. So, consequently, we run $500 billion to $1 trillion in deficit every year, added to the total debt. The interest on the debt goes up, and eventually this disease, it's a cancer, and eventually this disease will take you.
Yeah.
Now we're, you know, behind, we're the farther, least developed along those lines. There are cases that are much worse, like Greece,
got,
you know, where
we got plenty
on,
of socialism here
debt.
In the United States, don't we?
Yeah.
We got plenty of socialism here in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
I love what Margaret Thatcher said. She said, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money to spend.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's what happened. Socialism doesn't have a job. That's the problem, isn't it?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
And
of course,
and
in general, I mean, government doesn't create jobs. They can't create jobs because if they hire you to do a job, they've got to take the money from me to pay you.
That's right. If you're going to consume, if you're
going to
consume, you have, take up space, you have to produce.
Yep.
And when you got more people consuming and not producing than are producing, then you got a problem. You're upside down. That's what happened in Greece, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what would happen here the more left the United States moves. Quick break, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.